Inflation likely hovered at or a little above the Bank of Canada's 2% target rate in November, economists expect, after Taylor Swift's Eras Tour swept through Toronto and offered a temporary economic boost. As of Friday, economists on average estimate the consumer price index rose 2%, according to a Reuters poll. That would be unchanged from the October reading. However, CIBC senior economist Andrew Grantham says inflation for the month could tick higher to 2.1%, adding that some core inflation measures could look a bit stronger as well. Then there's the Taylor Swift of it all. A lot of the pickup in inflation that we're expecting in November is going to be due to some temporary factors surrounding the arrival of Taylor Swift within Canada, Grantham said. He said her concerts, which took place over 2 weeks in Toronto, the Vancouver performances won't be captured in this data, affected prices for hotels, restaurants and concert tickets. If you get a big enough acceleration in inflation in those areas, it can impact headline numbers, he said. Capital Economics is also forecasting a slight uptick in inflation, thanks to the global pop star. It predicts headline inflation for November rose to 2.2%. Taylor Swift effect, based on the Taylor Swift effect, seen on hotel and airfare prices in other developed countries, we judge core services prices rose by 0.7% month over month, said Ruben Gargayoa-Barks, assistant economist at Capital Economics. Volatile aspects of inflation, food and energy, were not affected by Swiftonomics. And energy prices are expected to remain similar to October on a year-over-year basis, Barks predicts. The price of gasoline was the driving factor for overall inflation jumping to 2% in October, up from 1.6% the previous month. Though gasoline prices were largely unchanged in November, that will still result in a seasonally adjusted rise of close to 3%, Barks wrote in a note to clients. Together with a jump in natural gas prices in Alberta, energy prices probably rose by 3% month over month, boosting CPI by 0.2%. Barks wrote. RBC economists Nathan Janssen and Claire Fan predict food inflation will likely hold steady year over year at around 3%. Overall, RBC economists predict inflation edged lower to 1.9% in November. Canadian Consumer Price Index growth is expected to have eased slightly in November after picking up in October, they wrote in a note to clients. Shelter inflation has also shown signs of slowing down in November, they wrote. Mortgage interest costs were up 15% from a year ago in October. But that is down from a 30% growth peak in 2023 and will continue to slow following interest rate cuts, Fan and Janssen said. The Bank of Canada continued to ease its key rate with a half percentage point cut earlier this week, its fifth consecutive rate cut since June as the job market significantly cools and employers pull back on hiring. The latest move brought its key interest rate down to 3.25%. Going forward, Grantham sees inflation decelerating in December and January as the federal GST holiday rolls in for the next 2 months. However, the impact of the tax break will be split in December since it only took effect halfway through the month. GST holiday the federal government announced last month it would waive the 5% sales tax on some products between December 14th and February 15th. This is just something which is temporarily going to make the inflation numbers look weaker and then as that ends, the inflation numbers look stronger again after that fades in February and March, he predicted. The Bank of Canada expects the GST holiday to temporarily lower inflation to around 1.5% in January. Despite the short-lived effects of the GST break, there are longer-term factors in store for inflation in the new year as Donald Trump threatens to add a 25% tariff on Canadian goods. If it comes to pass, the move would push inflation above the Bank of Canada's target of 2%. It's difficult to know how exactly tariffs would affect inflation, but Grantham said it could be significant. If a tariff threat does materialize and we do retaliate, we will see an upward pressure on inflation, but it will be kind of a one-time price increase, he said, adding it would impact inflation numbers for 1 year until tariffs drop out of the calculation and inflation returns to normal levels.